I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with me, Ben Maller, and Danny G Radio. Happy Sunday. We have all made it here to the 28th day of April. No NFL draft today. That is all Dunskies, and we've got NBA playoff action.
What is still wrong with the Clippers?
How dare you? And who knows what else. On this podcast, it's a mailbag day, Danny, and I don't want to waste any time. We have a lot of email this week, a lot of questions from pod listeners. So let's get the party started. What do you say?
Ohio, wow.
It's in the bag. Ben's mailbag.
A man who we do not pay, but loves this podcast so much and has the gift of musical ability that he shares that with us. And thank you, Ohio. Wow. So these are actual questions sent in by actual listeners to the show. First one is kind of a hybrid question from Dave in Chicago. He says, guys, I enjoy the podcast. Would you ever take a page out of the Bears playbook and bring in a pastor to get more people to listen to the podcast here on Sundays? So, Danny, I don't know if you saw this or not. I think what Dave is referencing is the Chicago Bears. I mentioned this on the overnight show briefly. I did not spend a lot of time on it, but the Bears trying to get over $2 billion in public money. And so they brought a pastor in to try to essentially pray on getting the money the way it was implied. And I saw a little clip online. And so some people in Chicago were really upset about that. Like, what are you doing? It's just, you're mixing religion and panhandling. I mean, you're trying to fleece the people of Chicago. So it was kind of, it was odd because you don't really need to do that anyway. it's taxpayer money. It's up to the politicians. Normally, the way that works, as I understand it, you just pay off the politicians, and then they give you the taxpayers' money, and you give them free tickets to whatever you're peddling, and that's how that works.
So, you know who else is getting ripped off here? The guy who designed the inside of the Raiders' new Las Vegas stadium. See the side-by-side, the sketches of what they want the new Chicago stadium to look like? It looks like identical to the Vegas stadium.
With the small exception of the skyline of Chicago being out instead of the Vegas Strip. But yeah, no, I did say. Well, it's like the Athletic Stadium in Vegas. They tried it. They were like, well, it's going to be crazy, but it's mimicked after that famous building in Australia. Is it the Opera House in Australia or something like that? Famous building. Anyway, Dave, I think we're good on that.
Thank you, Jesus!
We're okay. Let's see. Who else do we have? We have Jay in Philadelphia. It says Ben and Danny. Big Ben, I know your birthday is coming up this week. Do you have any nuggets of wisdom you would like to share with us, P1s? No. no, I can give you some of my favorite quotes that have inspired me in my life. I've talked about a few of these, I guess. Wisdom. You're turning to a podcaster who does a weekend podcast with, you know, not that that's bad, and an overnight show for wisdom. But my favorite quotes, Jay, my favorite all-time quote is from W.C. Fields, an old Hollywood, early Hollywood old dude, long dead. And his quote was, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit. And that, I love that quote. I think that's amazing and wonderful and all that. So that would be one. And then on a more serious note, I do like the Eleanor Roosevelt quote that today is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you'll ever be again. I think that's a good one. And I guess in wisdom, just the fact you learn as you get older, Danny, that the most valuable commodity that you have is time. That's the most precious thing. Everything else, you know, you get more of or whatever. Who cares?
Ben, I think Chewbacca said it best.
Anyway, that's a weird question, Jay, but thank you. Appreciate that. Alf from the ticket window at Hinsdale Greyhound Park, he says, have you ever been to a dog track? No. Well, we live in California. When were dog tracks outlawed in California, Danny? How long ago? You think the 80s?
Before you and I could gamble or were old enough to have our own money.
Yeah, I don't ever recall a dog track in California. I do recall, not that I went, but Jack the Judge, he used to go to the dog track and he'd call us up on his way to the dog track. But let me see. I'm going to do a search here. You're talking amongst yourself here. Let me do a little search.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing. 1939. California declared dog racing illegal in 1939.
Really? That long ago? Man.
Says, since the track at Bayshore City, has there been a place in California that had dog racing?
Okay. Interesting. Do the dogs know they're racing, though, the Greyhounds? Are they aware? I don't know. Let's see. West Virginia. I'm looking at places. There's a lot of closed tracks. As of 2024, there are only two active Greyhound racetracks in the entire United States, both in the state of West Virginia. Let's hear it for West Virginia. They love their dogs, unless they don't. Delaware North, Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Okay, so there's a couple there. Yeah. In addition to West Virginia, live Greyhound racing is still legal but not currently practiced in the states of Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, Kansas, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Connecticut. So
I think it's cool when people save those racing dogs after they're done with their career.
Does Michael Vick go to the track? You think he's ever in West Virginia? Do you think he goes to the track?
How did I know Michael Vick joke was coming?
low hanging fruit, which is the most delicious. I remember somebody from the company went to vacation in Mexico and they left a pamphlet on cockfighting. They went to a cockfight.
I was attracted to the giant metal cock.
Not a tractor supply company cock. This was like the real deal. And they left this pamphlet from the arena where you could see the cocks fighting the other cocks in the arena. So I still remember that. It's legal in Mexico. I don't think it's even legal everywhere in Mexico, cockfighting. But West Virginia, the only state. You'd think there'd be some in Alabama or South Carolina where I'm going. You'd think there'd be some, but no.
How dare you? Yeah, and they don't have Dukes of Hazzard cars anymore either.
You got rid of those? Oh, man, what a bummer.
Racist.
All right. Scott in Northern Kentucky writes in, says, unfortunately, I am at an age where I need to get a colonoscopy next week.
Ew, get away from me.
Ew.
Have either of you had to do this yet? If so, how is the experience? Not exactly looking forward to it. On another note, I just wanted you to both know how much the pod and the Daily Show is appreciated. I've been going through a lot, rough patch and whatnot, as we all do from time to time. And he says he spends a lot of time with the pod, and it's a bright spot. Well, thank you. It cheers him up. So hopefully things will be better. I have not had one. I'm getting close to the age where I need to have one, Dan. Have you had a colonoscopy before?
When you're in your late 40s now, they suggest it. My doctor talked to me about it at my last checkup. I want to say it was just a few months back. And I convinced her to let me go the Cologuard route, where you send some poo in the mail.
It was great to see poo. Oh, you had to, like, you had to go fishing for the poo, that kind of thing?
It comes in this kit, and you put the plastic thing in the potty, and then you poo into it.
Okay. All right. I guess Scott can't do that, I guess.
Well, you can. If you tell your doctor, look, I'm so busy with my schedule, I don't have time for your nonsense with that, you know, putting me under and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's nobody at my job who can even fill in for me. And then she'll let you, or he'll let you, do the Cologuard.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that'd be the way to go then. Good luck with that, Scott. Probably too late for you to do what Danny did, but he also says, Ben, if you had eaten Rocky Mountain oysters in a restaurant, as I had to try with some friends while in Denver, it wouldn't have been as bad as that jerky. They were deep fried, sliced with a dipping sauce, basically tasted like nothing. Scott says, yeah, well, what I had was disgusting. And that dope, Eddie Garcia and Koopa Loop and all those guys were giving me a hard time when they wouldn't even eat it because it was disgusting. Holding balls, touching balls, you name it. I had a lot of balls. And that was clearly edited. And if you watch the video of me eating the Rocky Mountain oysters, it was horrible. And I wasn't acting at all. It was literally disgusting, but I did it because I lost the bet.
Loser.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Anyway, Hillbilly Mike writes in. He says, hey, Ben and Danny, my wife and I are dog people, as I know you are. But if we were going to get a cat, it would have to be a Maine Coon. Pretty cool monster cat. Have you seen this, Danny? I looked this thing up.
Oh, yeah. These cats are huge. Or they can be. There's also some smaller ones. But, yeah, the huge ones are ridiculous. There's pictures all over the internet where the owner is holding. Looks like a big wild animal, but it's a domestic cat.
Do they follow the other domestic cats? Do they poop into the sand and all that like the other cats?
You mean the litter?
Yeah, the litter. Yeah, the sand.
Yeah. They probably do poop in sandboxes, too, if you let them outside. But it's an exotic cat. You probably don't want to let it go outside. Somebody would steal it.
How big do they get?
Google large Maine Coon.
All right.
And right away, you'll see the picture of that lady holding the big white Maine Coon.
Racist.
Yeah. I think it's pretty big. Is she small or is the cat that big?
Oh, cat's big. Look at the picture right next to that. Is just about as tall as him.
Wow, that's crazy. Let's see. The size of these things, says the height of the adults can vary by 10 and 16 inches. The weight, this is not good. The Guinness World Record for a male purebred Maine Coon named Stewie, as the longest cat, measured at 48 and a half inches. Tip the nose. Stewie's dead. So as of a few years back, there was one that was 46.5 inches in the UK. These things are massive, man. All right. Do you have a cat? You had a cat before. Do you still have your cat?
Yeah, I still have Mac. In fact, as I'm recording on this early morning, running around in circles right by my feet.
Oh, he's keeping you company.
He's my Bella.
Okay. Well, Bella's.
I know, but the way she used to podcast with you.
Yeah, she would hang out with me. The dogs now, I can't do it because Luigi would jump everywhere, and then Moxie, like, bulldogs are always huffing like they're about to die, so it's a little tough. He says, y'all check them out. Tell us what either of you would go that route or not. Also, these aren't your typical come get your free kitten cats. They definitely put a dent in your wallet. Yeah, how much do those things go for?
Yeah. Well, Mac is an American short hair, silver and black. You've seen pictures of him, and he was $1,300.
That's pricey, man. Okay.
I did a payment plan. I paid for him in two parts.
Wow. But how long do those cats live?
His breed lives for a while. He's not one of those exotic animals that is in danger of having a early death due to health issues.
Well, that's cool. So will the baby be all grown up and the cat will still be around? That kind of thing? Like in high school, the cat?
Yeah, well, he's 8 years old right now and he's in good health. The cool thing about cats, if you take really good care of them, like my aunt, she had a cat that lived to be 22.
Wow.
Yeah, cats can live a long time if you take really good care of them.
Generation. Mike in Fullerton writes in on the mailbag. He says, hey, Ben, Ben and Jerry. After last week's thrilling 26 Fullerton fun facts, have either of you made plans to visit the city in the near future? Danny, are you going to, on one of these weekends, you going to take the missus out to Fullerton to enjoy the train station or anything like that? No?
Well, I had never thought about visiting Fullerton on a weekend until you read some of those fun facts. Because there's free parking and the trees have taken over the downtown, we're thinking about going.
Yeah. It's really what everyone should be doing. He also says, our friend Mike, he says, why are you still saying, Ben, winter is coming in your tire rack commercials? Winter just ended. Should I be thinking about buying a new set of snow tires this far ahead of time? Yeah, Mike, the reason for that is somebody effed up and didn't take the commercial out of circulation. I don't know where you heard that. But yeah. I've changed the copy, Mike. I don't know why that is still playing. Yeah. That should not be still playing. That is
This isn't the same thing we kept getting about Gagon being in the promo. It's not that it hadn't been updated to where you didn't say Gagon's name anymore. It's that the wrong thing was in circulation.
Yeah, somebody is guilty of malpractice, of malfeasance, and not doing their job. And I have no idea. I don't know. There's a lot of layers to the cake, a lot of layers to the cake. So I'm not sure who.
Yeah. And a lot of it is either, you know, related to sales executives, people who we don't talk to, that we don't work with.
Yeah, we have nothing to do. Nothing to do with these people. Nick in Wisconsin writes in, says, Ben and Mr. G, so I had a really good question the other day and forgot to email it in. Well, that doesn't do us any good, Nick. He says, that being said, how often do you forget what you want to say or do? Example, you walk into the kitchen and forget what you went there for. He says, also, I'll do better next time. And no, would you rather this week? Because that guy tried to steal my bit a couple weeks ago.
How about Nick? Territorial.
Nick's not one to hold a grudge at all.
I respect that.
Yeah. So, Danny, have you had any instances? We're getting to the age now where we forget things. Does that happen to you? Have you forgotten things when you walk into a room? Like, why am I here?
No, I can honestly say that that's not happened to me at this point.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm really tired, it'll happen. But yeah, it's not something that's a regular occurrence, at least not something that I notice. And I'm pretty over the top on keeping track of my wallet, my phone, and my keys, because I lost my wallet a couple of times, so now I always triple check. Everywhere I go. Mike from SoCal writes in. Thanks, Nick. But Mike in SoCal writes in and says, Ben and Danny, did you guys see this? And he sent me a link here, Danny, to a William Shatner story, our old buddy Shatner, who's...
Yeah, with just Shat's birthday.
I'm in command.
It says, under fire for AI-generated album cover. Did you see this at all?
No!
Yeah, says actor William Shatner. He sent out a copy of his new album Sunday. I guess this was last weekend. And it was called Where Will the Animals Sleep? And fine, whatever. But it appeared they had an AI-generated cover, piece of artwork for the album, and people lost their mind. They lost their mind and saying, Shatner, it's gross. And he's not supporting actual artists and he's just using AI and all. And so they were killing Shatner for this. Now, I would normally say at his age, Shatner does not see that feedback, but we know that Shatner spends a lot of time on social media. So the chances of him not seeing it are slim and none. And these people complain. Of course, we should point out, Danny, as we know, and Mike, thank you for sending that in. All social media exists for people to complain. That's it. It exists for people to bellyache that things aren't good enough. They're not, there's something wrong here, there, and everywhere, right? That's why social media exists. I'm convinced of it. Prove me wrong.
I think the real story here out of this is that he's still releasing albums. What the hell?
He's probably bored. He's probably like, ah, screw it. I got nothing else going on.
94 years old.
Is he 94, really?
Yeah. He had a birthday just a few days ago. And I'm looking at that album cover right now. Boy, who cares that it was AI generated? You should just care that the album cover stinks.
Yeah, it looks like shit. Like, why would you send that out? You're William Shatner. You're an American icon in entertainment. That's what you could. I mean, he probably had nothing to do with it, but come on.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What is next on the mailbag? Daddy G and Big Ben. Reggie from the Bay writes in. He says, uh-oh, this is going to annoy Nick in Wisconsin. He says, what if you could make one gross habit acceptable? Which one would you choose? He says, this is for both of us. I kind of assumed that, Reggie. You didn't need to put that in there. I kind of assumed it was for both of us. So what is something that people consider gross that we could make, I guess, socially acceptable?
Oh, I got it. Grabbing women's behinds.
I like big butts. I cannot lie.
Well, in some countries, that is allowed, I think. But yeah.
Used to be allowed in ours. In the Mad Men days.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think?
By the way, I would never do that. Just don't cancel me, please.
Yeah. How about picking boogers, Danny? You ever get like a booger?
No. And that wouldn't, how could you make that okay?
Well, Reggie asked the question, if you could make one gross habit acceptable. You know, sometimes bear with me. Let me explain. Let me make my elevator pitch. So occasionally you'll be out walking around somewhere and you know how you kind of get that weird misplaced booger that kind of pops out of nowhere and you want to get rid of it?
Yeah, but you get a tissue and you discreetly do it that way. You don't jam your finger up your nose.
Well, no, I realize that, but I'm saying if you could make it just easier, we just shove your finger all the way up your nostril and just pick that giant green booger out of your nose.
Ew.
When appropriate, of course, Danny, not when it's not appropriate, when appropriate. Like, what would be wrong with that? And it would be acceptable. People wouldn't look down upon you. They wouldn't shame you. Or how about this one? Picking away dead skin. People get very uncomfortable with that. I've had a lot of blisters on my feet over the years. And so I have a lot of dead skin. So if I pick it away, like, what's the problem with that? Why would you have a problem with that? No?
I mean, I worked with kids and I saw so many kids eat their boogers. It just grosses me out.
I'm not saying eat your boogers.
Okay. Just get it out of the nose.
Yeah, just gonna pick a winner, you know, go there.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe too. So I don't like seeing people like use the restroom and walk out without washing their hands. So when they're jamming fingers in the nose and then you see people eating the boogers, that grosses me out because of the germs also. So if you put some hand sanitizer on first, got the booger out, put it in a Kleenex, then used hand sanitizer again, I think I could be okay with that maybe.
What am I doing this podcast with Jonas Knox now? Is that what happened? Me and Jonas are doing a pod together? Wow.
You did accidentally call me Jonas Knox on a podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that's because I was on some meds. That's why. I'm on drugs right now, man. But you didn't come up with one gross habit. There's nothing that people think is gross that you do. You're perfect.
I try not to be gross. I mean, especially like once you get to the age where you start dating, you know, and you're around females, you put the gross stuff aside and you're like, man, I can't fart around a girl. I can't belch. I can't, you know, itch my butt. I can't do any gross mannerisms because I'm around a female now. I can't do that and be slick. So early on, no, I put the gross stuff out of the equation.
Well, that is true. However, once you're with a woman for a while, then...
No, still don't.
The guardrails go down a little.
No, never. Like my wifey, I don't fart or burp in front of her or none of that. I've never done that with a girlfriend or now a wife. It stays the same. You don't do that gross stuff in front of them.
Well, I don't intentionally do it, but sometimes my wife, I thought I was outside. I was outside, but I thought she wasn't around, and so I let one rip, and she happened to be behind me, and I didn't realize. Awkward. Ian in Indy writes in on the mailbag. And by the way, if you would like to send a mailbag question, you don't have to wait for us. I haven't even posted on Facebook. I stopped doing that. We have enough people that listen to this podcast every week that I don't even need to do that. Sometimes I still will. But you can just send a question in to the mailbag, realfifthhour@gmail.com. realfifthhour@gmail.com. Ian in Indy writes in and says, here we go again. It must be a full moon. There was a full moon this week. That's why. What if you could take a pill and make your farts smell like a more pleasant scent? Would you take it? So that's another what if. That's back to back what if questions. Would you take a pill then? And what smell would you want your farts to smell like, your flatulence? What would you want, Danny? Like roses? Would you like...
It's funny you say roses because one of the things my stepdad was famous for saying, after he blew the bathroom up, he would walk out and he would make an announcement. Ah, it smells like roses in there.
That's pretty good.
Now you probably understand why I don't like grossness.
No. I would go, I'll go cinnamon. If I could fart cinnamon, cinnamon's a good smell. They're like that cinnamon.
I got
smell.
One, Ben.
What's that?
It's soothing. I would love to fart lavender.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Everyone would want to hang out with you. Boy, Danny, you better eat some, drink some soda and eat some beans so we can get some nice lavender smell. Go ahead. Knock it out. What is next?
For some reason, all these autistic kids would be following me.
What?
Oh, this is a great one. Sarah from Florida writes and says, hey, Ben and Danny, what slumlord runs your building? Why do you guys have to work in a cockroach-filled studio? Do you guys have an exterminator you can call?
You know, this is where Lorena's inexperience with FSR really shows. You know, her work performance doesn't show her inexperience, but she doesn't know the history of our building, and she should have mentioned that in her post. showing that big cucaracha. Ben, you and I both know that it used to be a Denny's.
Yep.
So obviously there's going to be cockroaches.
Yeah, you would think after 20 years, the cockroaches would have realized the Grand Slam breakfast is not coming back, but they're still there. They're still waiting. They're holding out hope.
How many generations of cockroaches now?
We had mentioned, like, we're probably on, like, I don't know how long they live, but we're probably on, like, 100 generations or something like that. And the thing that pissed me off, Danny, that no fun guy Garcia, and I'll tell Sarah too since she's listening. The thing, we had this idea, me and Lorena. I thought this was a great idea. And tell me what you think about this. Let me run this by you.
So cockroach racing?
No. We would get a little, you know, those like rat glass cases, and we would get a couple of pet cockroaches as the mascots of Fox Sports Radio, and We'd feed them, because the great thing about having a pet cockroach is they'll eat anything.
I feel like our bosses might frown on that idea.
Oh, maybe that would inspire them to get rid of the cockroaches, but whatever. And so I was like, we'll do it. I'll spend the money. I'll go out and get the thing, and we'll find, I don't know where we find the cockroaches, just cut into the wall or walk around when we're on the air, when they're all running around.
There was a guy walking around spraying the other day, and they have those traps that are laid out. So they're spending money on it.
Very effective, unless it's not. Anyway, I just get a couple of cockroaches and we'd put them in the glass container, and then we'd have those be and we'd name them contests like the NHL team in Utah, and it would be wonderful. So, and then I
would name mine Chewy.
I ran it by Eddie, and Eddie was like, you can't do that. And I was like, come on.
What would you name your pet cockroach?
Well, I would let, I'm a man of the people, Danny, so I would allow the people to name the cockroach for me.
That means you do one of your famous polls on Twitter?
Why not? That would be, I might name it Bobby Cockroach or Brian Cockroach in honor. I guess I could do Brian Cockroach. That's our old guy that used to work here, the old linebacker. Jay from Duluth, we'll get out on this. Jay from Duluth writes in, he says, Ben, I love the show. Listen, every day, all 4 hours, I have an idea for the show. He says, how about during the Sunday into Monday show, you do a call out to a former caller to the show that we have not heard from in a while to see if they can call in. You can give them a whole week to do so. So he wants to hear some old callers. He says, you've got a good show, greatest show, he says.
So you'd like Paige. An old listener, like paging Weed Man Hippie.
Oh, he came back on came back on Friday. He got released from jail. He spent 2 months in jail on a trespassing charge in Miami. Two
Shocker.
Months he spent in jail.
And I can't believe it.
I'm like, Weed Man, why were you in jail for? He says the longest he's ever been in jail, and we were shocked he got out. We didn't know he got out. And then I asked him for his number. He's like, I don't know my number. And then he said he was in jail for 2 months because he had 3 warrants out for his arrest on other trespassing charges. So the bad news is he had warrants out for his arrest. The good news is now that he's done all of the time in jail, I guess he's got no more warrants. So he's good. So he doesn't have to worry about it anymore. But he's going to likely get arrested again within the next week and he'll be back in jail. But he is back. But thank you for listening, Jay. And I don't know if we'll do exactly what you're saying, but from time to time, we can say, hey, we haven't heard from somebody for a while. Why not? It is Sunday. I will be back tonight on this Sunday into a Monday with a new radio show as we talk about the NBA playoffs. We'll recap a look at the NFL draft, some of the big storylines from that are still in play, and whatever else pops up. Anything you would like to promote, Danny, this would be your time right here. What do you got?
I got nothing to promote, man. You know what? I take that back, Ben.
Just said you had nothing. You said
No. I have something. No. I have something.
The pod is over. Nonetheless, again, I'll be back tonight. Don't forget the Friday pod if you missed it. Maller meet and greet. I'm going to start promoting it on the old original recipe radio show this week. But if you want that information first, Friday podcast, Maller meet and greet below the Mason-Dixon line. So check that out. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. It's coming to an end soon. We'll talk to you next time.
Asta pasta.
Got a murder. Got to go.
Psst. There's a shortcut to platinum status at Shell. To saving 10 cents per gallon on every fill every day. Just fill up 6 times with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline and it's yours. Plus, you'll rejuvenate your engine. Get ready to level up performance, rewards, and savings. With continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, platinum status is earned with 12 fill-ups over 3 months, 10-gallon minimum per fill-up at participating Shell locations. Terms apply. Visit fuelrewards.com/status.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.